Well, Nigel, congratulations. As away days go, spot on, wasn't it?
It was. With great credit to the lads, we've come away from home against a good footballing side. It's easy to say, isn't it? Against a good footballing side, and we've come with a game plan. I thought the players were fantastic in that application of it. You know, we look very secure in that situation. Yes, we know that Swindon are going to pass the football about, but you know, I don't think Mark's had it. I think he said maybe he had one shot to save over the course of the whole game. And obviously, we've gone and won the game. You know, good set play, counter-attacking opportunities. We've had 6 or 7 opportunities to go and score more goals. So from my point of view, it was a very good performance by the players.
There's a lot to sort of pick on there, but if there was one part of the team that really did work superbly today, it was Reid and Basham. I mean, they were the goal scorers might get a headline or two, but they were outstanding today.
Do you know what? We've defended as a team. You've highlighted two there, but it was the whole team working together. It started with the front two, with how we set ourselves up. I want to, you know, we've come away from home. We've not just played with one, we've played with two. You know you're going to get probably overloaded in the middle of the park. And we've got a front two there. Their starting position was excellent. You know, we've made sure we've kept compact and we made sure that they've had to go all the way around us and we've slowed the game down. So we were really pleased with that. And obviously then you've got the two wider players. You know, we've got two wingers out there in Shea and Jermaine Campbell-Rice, and obviously the opportunity to counter from there. So, but we've slid across the middle of the park really, really well, and the gaps were you know, blocked off really well, and obviously opportunities to go and play Young, Reedy and Bash in there. So from my point of view, the shape was excellent, and we've come with a game plan to perform like that, to go and win a game of football away from home. And, you know, Peterborough away the other week, for example, it was so expansive and it was end-to-end and whatever. This game dictated that we were able to go and make sure that we were nice and compact, and we've gone and won the game of football. So well done to the players.
Another clean sheet as well. What is it, 4 wins on the spin, 5 wins from 6 games. Things are rolling on very nicely for Sheffield United.
Well, it's the momentum. You know, disappointing we've had to call the game off next Saturday. We've got another game on Tuesday in the Johnson's Paint Trophy. Everybody's playing a part in the group, aren't they? You know, which is so important. There's a belief about everybody. And as I said, we've worked hard on the training ground with our shape. And, you know, you saw the celebration at the end. Everyone was happy with that. But it was a very, very good, disciplined, professional performance against what is a good side that, if you give them space, can give you problems. And, as I said, starting from the front two defended very well. And then the midfield four and the back four, and obviously the goalkeeper who was, as I said, I think he's only had one shot to save throughout the whole of the game.
And that celebration was vigorous, wasn't it? Is that perhaps an indication from the players that they know they've turned over another fancied side, and with that sent out quite a strong message about Sheffield United right now?
We've worked hard together on the training ground. And as I said, we've come with a different game plan defensively. And, you know, to make sure we do that, we had to make sure that we had our distances right amongst each other. And, you know, we showed the lads a little video yesterday of the wisdom of geese. If you want to go and have a little like yourself, it's a very good one. And obviously that was where the celebrations come from.
That's going to get more hits now than it's ever had. You do realise that. If 150 people have watched it now, it's 150,000 by Monday morning.
Well, you might learn something from it as well. It was really good. But the players, they've took that application in. And I've honestly, I don't care what anybody's going to say, the players, the application of them today was top draw. We've come away from home and we've gone with a game plan, and the players have carried it out very, very well. You win the game, that's what it is. If you lose the game, and people think, oh, what your tactics is, that. But we come with it with a game plan and we've carried it out and we've got 2-0 victory. And who's to say that we couldn't have actually gone and scored a few more?
It's interesting you mentioned about the application. I know you like to talk about the team, but as games go, Kieran Freeman had a couple of moments in the first sort of 5 minutes or so with Byrne, who's a top player, where he perhaps got the better of him. As the game rolled on, he became increasingly in Kieran Freeman's back pocket.
Well, I can't say. I mean, we've got Jay McAvely and Kieran Freeman in both full-back positions. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, Robert and Byrne, they are two excellent players. And, you know, from my point of view, Jay and Kieran have kept them very, very quiet.
The game, sadly, next weekend is called off. I know you've got Hartlepool beforehand, but it is a shame when you're in such good form that you can't take them on.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, you know, we did the media on, I think it was Thursday when we've done the media. I really wanted to keep the game on. Obviously, we've lost 4 players. James Wallace has missed out today. He pulled out yesterday. You know, so that leaves us in a situation where we lose 4. We've got players suspended through being sent off. We got injuries in there. We got the game on Tuesday. You know, we are actively looking to bring a couple in before the window shuts. But like everything, there's no guarantees with it. So unfortunately, We've had to go down that line of the game being called off, which you're entitled to. You've got four players away with internationals.
It does perhaps lend itself, though, the question that are you a little concerned that you might not get some players over the line before the window itself, and that's perhaps prompted the decision to call the game off?
No, we're working very, very hard. This has been going on for a while now, and if it comes off, we're going to be very, very happy with it. But like in everything, there's no guarantees, and I've got to make sure that, you know, we've got an objective this season to get ourselves promoted, and every game is invaluable, and I've got to make sure that we give ourselves a chance to make sure that happens in every single game. So that's why we've taken the decision.
Can you give us an indication as to where you're thinking now in the transfer market as to what you need? I know we were talking about a midfielder the other day. Is that one of the two sort of likely incomings in the next day or two?
Well, listen, we've talked about, I thought, young Reedy and Bash in the middle of the park today, but you know, they were the only two midfield players that were available for the situation that we've got in there. We've highlighted it. We've been working very hard behind the scenes, and I want to keep improving us as a group today. It's been an excellent performance away from home to go and get the 3 points.